good church of Christ. And the church of Christ in the world at large is known to be a family.
In some road asapo, any Christo asapo, all we are seeing now, you hear and who say, hey, Abusia.
Our Bishop Kofi Edu Ajako has been constantly addressing the congregation as Abusia for.
Nah, so for Elder Mpimpi, nah, bring now, Obana, Oni, Kasa, Okan, Kasa, Abusia for.
I'm very passionate about that statement whenever he makes it.
Now, okay, yeah, it's like come up for my year, so okay, sir.
Those of you who have also been visiting Church of Christ at Winneba, whenever you are entering, you see a certain inscription there.
Now, say, Ukona Uru, who's a intro, maybe, a one.
Then, when you enter to on top of their, let's say, their blackboard, you see another inscription there.
Na se wu remu nso so a won animu ho pulpit so e so ho no nso so ya so bi bi ho.
What is written there is a family you can call your own.
Na de ato won se abusua a obetimi afre se eye abusua.
It means the church that we are in is seen by God as a family.
De church nyane se asafo ye wo mu nyankopon hu se eye abusua.
God himself is a mighty king. But we have sub-chiefs within us. When
you
come to Psalm Road, we have our elders, we can call them our chiefs.
You
can have our servants to be the deacons that you have in the church. And when
they
come to the herald, those who speak for the town or the family, the ministers are here, so we can put ourselves in that shoe.
And now, once you saw and come here, actually, I mean, for us, because I say, oh, yeah, I know you are for how with my hand.
Everyone seated here today, you are part of the family. Let's say, amen.
Amen. Now, we all have the answers. Okay, we see.
The message that has been given to me to be delivered is on a family issue.
Now, someone, I don't know, I'm going to say,
Paul the Apostle in addressing the church in Rome.
Paul, Osumapo no wabra o kasache asapo wo Rome no.
In the book of Romans chapter number 12 verse number 10.
Romans ngoma no etie dumienu nchichemu edu no.
He used a passionate word.
Ofa insembi a eka akoma.
That can be used to address a family.
Ah, ebetimi aka amana fa abusua ho.
I'm reading two versions from different versions. Then my boss will also take the key part. I'm taking International Standard Version first. It reads, "Be devoted to each other with mutual affection." That's part one of it, so I'm taking the part one alone. And then the King James also reads, "Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." So this is the two versions that I have chosen for the sermon.
Chino say na okinkan. Roman fongoma etie dumienu chichemu edu. Monfa onuado nnodo mu huye. Muni kan nnidi mu hu ni.
So when you listen to the key and then the English version, it seems there's some kind of conflict.
Say wo hwese the key ni kinkan ni say the okinkan a. Ebi aban say o emu nda ho papa.
The key is hammering on love, love, love.
Key no ekasamani esti odoso.
But the English version you have devote to one another using some of the versions.
Nanso so sawo hwe brofono dia o kasamano ebi o honom ekofa yenya etu ho ache ema yeho yeho.
But my message is on devoting to one another.
Nanso so mi asem ene die efa yenya etu ho ache ama yeho yeho.
Let's look at the key word in the sermon or in the topic.
Na mumenhwe ye asemi mitipa ene.
The key word in the topic is devote or devotion.
Yasem no de disi so pa eye etu ho ache no.
The white man will say, or will explain devotion to be to give entirely to a specific person.
Say goni eka devote ananko kan se udi bibi e sti ho ankasa ama bibi anase obi fufuro.
Another word that you can derive on devotion is to dedicate.
can dedicate.
And dedicate means to give thought to.
Nah, and also so everybody say be a wo dwene bibi ho and a wo dwene obi ho.
Give priority to.
And as you say, oh my bibi asumbo.
Or pay attention to something.
And as you do when you see bibi so.
When you look at the devotion, which is the noun form of the word devote.
Now say you heard devotion no.
It also means commitment to some purpose.
Devotion no aye kano if you watch any say would you ni e ana would be bi a si when you so eye ubutaye.
In summary, you can just say whatever you are going to discuss today is supposed to be on committing either time, course, or anything to whatever is ahead of us.
Na ne de ye kan yina ni say ye nye tu ho ache na de ye ye bia de si eni bia no ye ni ehun nyina e ma.
But we cannot do it without putting in love.
Now, so yen to mean ye wabra yenfa or do ancient.
That is why the King James Version rightly put it that be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love.
And unti and dress a man kind say yenya or do and my yenya yen ye and my yenya.
Before Paul coming to the message of love in Romans chapter 12,
and sana Paul ebe kasa afa odohun ewo Roman fun manim no,
he was already speaking on gifts.
Now kan achede ho asem
in the body of Christ.
I wo Christo ni paduani mu.
After speaking extensively on gifts, he moved on to relationships and attitude towards Christians.
Now kasa pi efa sa achede ho no afi obe kasa efa nkita hudie I wo emu.
On the relationship, he hit on the theme of love.
I bank it a good day, no, any honor of a cassa epa or dog.
Two different kinds of love was addressed in the chapter 9 and then the 10.
Na say a rare in the moon and crony dunwa or cassafa or dog is two mienubi and I or dog from mienubi home.
The love on verse 9 speaks on the unconditional love that we all call the agape.
Na say a rare in the tree and crony dia a cassafa. Agape.
But the verse 10, which we are going to spend my time on, speaks on brotherly love, which it is called Philadelphia.
Nanso so in Chichemu a tre do aye or dono and no never can was and also so aye or do a war in Yanu.
So Philadelphia is basically brotherly love.
I know your friend of Philadelphia. I know you know how much you
are. It is not the church that we are hearing people calling.
And yeah, I'm sorry, I'm saying yeah, TV will perform
one. It is a type of love in Christendom.
And yeah, or those who could be I walk Christum.
That is for family members.
Ah, I know the Awaho Emma Abusia for.
And since we all accept that we are members of one family, then Paul was addressing you and I in this context.
Na say ye nyina ye dia tu say ye ye abusuafo ne e na Paul o ka me no ho asem e wo sa asem.
When you take your time to move, go deep into the temple at this year, it speaks from people born from the same womb.
Na say ye kasa to bo na wo hwe sa Philadelphia o do na o ka ho asem no a na nka o kasa fa nkofo o mu firi ye funu ba ko.
So in application, we are saying that all of us gathered here, those outside and even outside this congregation, we were born from the same womb.
It is an uncaution, I can't want some dear not to say, yea, war a sorry muhenina, umpo, yea, sorry, I will be bien of from yenina, you free your fuba.
We have the same mother, the same father, the same uncle, and it goes on.
Yenina, I wore a jabako, a nabako, or fabako, and a sad part was all.
That is the reason why anytime you see even a signpost somewhere written on it, Church of Christ, wherever you are going to, if you have the chance to step down and go to the place, you get there.
Nunti and as a media say who to quine now for who said you are trusty baby Church of Christ. Now say anka uko.
Last week we were fortunate to have our brother from Mali.
Now what you achieve when you see free Mali Ebaha.
Immediately he mentioned his name and he was introduced to us, we all accepted him as part of the family.
It is because
Paul has addressed the church as a family.
If we say, "Osama Paul now wakasa say asafunu yeyina yeye ebusia."
If you cast our mind back to our families in the villages, you understand what I'm saying very well. You see how there was that kind of bond between people. Those days that after eating in the evening, you see our parents or grandparents gathering us around fireside. They were able to tell us nine stories pertaining to life. We learned a lot of good virtues from those good days. Many of us sitting here today, if you could remember, you were eating from the same bowls with your siblings. Nothing happens to someone that will leave the person to suffer alone. We try the best we could to save the person from whatever calamity that has befallen
him.
When I cast my mind back to my family, I can have similar one. I could remember my father always doing Bible quiz with myself and my junior sister. The unfortunate thing is that always I'm last. The reason is that my father wants me to learn better, so he always gives me the difficult questions. And I'm sure that has helped me up to this place. Apart from doing Bible quiz always with us, he went to Ivory Coast and came back with this radio cassette recorder. So every evening we sit down, if not Bible quiz, then we ought to sing. When you were singing, you knew whatever song that we sing, he records it for us. Then he plays it back to us to hear whatever
you
sang. One of the songs, when you meet me outside, I'll sing it for you. Because if I sing it today, you will not listen to the rest of the sermons. This is what God wants us to do as a family. God wants the church that we are in today as a family to live as a family. Not fragmented members, this person here, this other here, whatever happened to somebody, nobody cares. And I think we are doing similar things. God bless you for doing that. Amen. Let's look at some of the passages that calls us into that family ship. Ephesians chapter 3.
Ephesians 14
and 15. The book of Ephesians chapter 3, 14 and 15. I'll be glad if our people can project it for us. Ephesians chapter 3, 14 and 15. I'll read it from here. If you take the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, it reads this way. The apostle said, "All this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is what is named."
Na say no king kan episode for ngumano etremian sanchiche mudu na ni dunum no ye inti na medimi nkotodwe mekoto eja.
So the church that we are in now, the book of Ephesians addresses us as what? A whole family in heaven and then on earth. That is what gives me joy. Because from a few weeks ago, our minister Martin came here to talk about running the race. He mentioned a lot of people from Hebrews chapter 11 that they are already at the top there.
Now, boy,
those people are part of my family members. So if I have those family members already somewhere waiting for me, and I have another chunk of huge number here, it gives me confidence that I am in the right place. And the same confidence will be given to you also, that you are also at the right place. If you believe in it, let's say amen.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 also calls the church as the household of God. So you have the whole family of in heaven and earth, another one, the household of God as one entity. Taking your time to also read 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. The Bible also gives certain names to the family of God. You have the older man as our fathers. The younger man as our brothers. The older woman as our grannies and mothers. The younger woman as our sisters, our siblings. So all these passages, they are addressing you and I as a family.
2 Peter 2:17
also addresses us as brotherhood.
If
you look at brothers and sisters in the Bible, we have about 230 times that is mentioned in the scriptures. Only brothers and sisters. Affirming that we are from the same family. Galatians 3:29 also calls us as descendants of Abraham and heirs. So you could see that we are from Abraham. And if we are from Abraham, then we are from the same family. We have others addressing as the family of faith. And others, you cannot mention all of them. So going through the whole scripture from the Genesis right down to Revelation, you can see that you are not here as an individual person, but we are here as a unified body called a family. If you have all accepted this
fact,
what is our responsibility as a family? What do you do to make the family a family that God wants? Because every family is devoted to do some responsibility. You need to do it to make sure the family is sustained. Father, mother, children, they cannot live separately. We know that the world that we find ourselves in does not fully support what I'm saying today. The world enjoins us to hate ourselves. It supports us not to be hostile to ourselves. If you are even killing ourselves, the world is happy. If you're able to criticize yourself very well so that things will not go on, that is what the world is looking for. If you are envious of ourselves always, that is what the world will clap for you. When you are in strong competitions of ourselves, that is what the world will be happy. If you are using all means to cheat on ourselves, that is what the But in the house of God, that is not the norm. But sometimes we do all we could to make sure that we sustain ourselves in what the world wants. Because of the way the world is going. Most of us have given all our time to chase money. I'm not saying it's bad, it's good when you use it for the cause of God. But let me give you this story before I move on. There was a man who had a family, very beautiful family at the initial stage. He married and then had children, about three of them. A boy and then two boys and one girl. But because he was trying to get more money to take care of his family, by 4 a.m. he leaves the house. Leaving the woman and the children. By 5 a.m., the mother will also leave. The case will be at the mercy of their maid. By 10 years, those cases, whenever you attend 10 years, you go to boarding school. Money was in the house. So whatever the children need, they will supply it to them. The kids went to whatever level the father or the parent want them to get to. This man and the woman was not happy. Let me add this one first. The wife was not happy of the trend that was going on. But you know the men. Your woman, you have your say, and men, you have our way. They never had time to stay with their kids. Whenever the case, they call for the father. Father, I want to have 1 minute. Oh, I don't have time. I'm busy. I'll meet you the next time. Then money will be sent to them. The surprising thing was this. These children grew up to become successful people in the society. They also had their families. And they also became very busy. On the 60th birthday of the man, he called the children, "Oh, my kids, I've made it. Come, 60 years, let's come and celebrate."
A friend, the man said, "Oh, many of you here, party."
The response was, "Dad, I would have wished to come, but I'm also what? Busy." The girl promised to come, but a day to the birthday, he called her dad, "Today I cannot come. I want to attend to my husband." This father, who has made it in life, celebrated his birthday with foreigners alone. It was in full sadness because none of his kids was able to be with him. Another sad news was that when their mother died, it was only one of the kids that had time to join in the barrier. The family of God. The children of God. One great family that we have in Sam Road. What are we doing to our kids in the house?
Are
we following the same footsteps of the story that I have narrated right now? Are we following the same I'm busy attitude in the house? Do you think your kids will be happy with you when it happens in this way? So if you don't have time for your kids, I'm telling you today that is not the best way to build a family.
So
the Bible is telling you and I to have time for our family. This family should have time for ourselves. The church of Christ should have time for ourselves. It is not always work. Work is good. But we need to have time for the church. Sometimes when you come here for the evening service on Wednesday, I look at the number gathered here today and check the Wednesday Bible
studies.
I wonder if the same people who came here Sunday are the same people who are supposed to come that Wednesday. I'm not faulting anybody. I'm only giving a very strange lesson that we are supposed to be a family. Our Father God has gotten time for us. And we need to also give Him time. Yes, I know our works are not permitting us to be here. But if you are unemployed today, you go to the same Father. If you are not having work to do, I'm sure when you say you should be here for almost 1 week, you'll be here. Look at our friends in other congregations. They are also working the way we are also working. But you hear 1 week power pack and they are there. Orange, Akwanchire, and they'll go there.
Oh, Anka, Akwanchire, no muko.
Is it because we are telling you the truth always? Then I think I should pray with the elders so that we do something small. And I think that will change the whole situation. But they will not allow us, so don't worry. They will do the right things always. So the church that we find ourselves in is a very big family that needs our support. What God wants from us as a church is that we should have the mutual love. God wants us to be given always, most of the time, everything we should be given to Him. Our Lord wants us as a family to appreciate Him. He wants us to give thanks to Him. He wants us to give praise to one another as often as possible. Now, let me look at some of the things that is not, or it is hindering how we can love one another or have devotion as we are not doing.
Me person ka yen hwe enioma e toda e si e hunpan na odo o tin ke nyama yen hu yen no yen timi nya sawo.
Studies have shown that some of us, the reason why we are not able to devote into the work of God or whatever thing is that we have some hindrance to self love. We love ourselves more than whatever we are supposed to do.
Hunu ama yen hu se ye mu bi o ha.
How do you see those things? How do you see it? Yeah, we see it from the way we pray. Whenever we are praying, God, give me car. This year, I need to get married. Help me to get work. This shows that we are self-centered.
We
don't pray for the others. We always look at I. And even in our marriages, it happens. This is the way I am. You don't know me. That is the way I am. And that is done by most husbands.
Now, where the men are tired, sir.
Women, it is not easy to see them doing that. So, because we love ourselves the more, You don't think about the others.
Yeah, you're doing a fufro.
I'm not saying all of us are doing the same thing. Some are doing their best. Let me say it.
Mean can say yeah, you know, sadly, if they would be a home or more year or more.
Some of us too, as family members, you have to put in more effort to achieve whatever you want. If you read Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4, it tells us of what we should be doing so that we can get rid of this situation. Some people will not love to help others, will not be devoted simply because they fear that when they get closer to people, they'll be rejected.
Some people,
what about when I go to him and reject me? God is telling you to get closer. If you're also somebody who always reject people, criticize people, and make sure that people do not come to you. Today, Apostle Paul is telling you that be kindly affectionate to one another in brotherly love. Don't be someone who has been rejecting people always. These are seen mostly in the young girls. They reject every young man that comes their way. Every young man that comes their way is not their level. By the time she gets to the place that level come, then those men, they are all gone. And if you are not lucky, you are going to be a mate to your senior sister. So start accepting people. Another reason that is not helping us to accept ourselves or be devoted to ourselves is that we do not value our brothers and sisters in the family. Some of the members are low class. This person is not my level. Look at me. Sometimes when I look at some of the films and then some of our ladies say, do you know me? And they stand there, look at me. I don't know the type of level that we have in human life. We have the psychologists and other people here. Maybe when I finish, they will tell me more so I can get it. But Christianity, what you need to do is to respect ourselves.
Honor those,
honor is you. But God wants us to be in one big family. Irrespective of our social classes. I'm also happy to see some of these things in the church. When you come to church, you see some of our bishops, the way they dress, simple one. If you don't, they didn't tell you they are bishops, you don't believe it.
If they don't tell you,
you are a visitor, they tell you this is a bishop, you don't believe. Because when you go to those places and you see a bishop,
But because
they want to be at peace with every one of us. They don't have that humongous cap. And that kind of uniform that will scare you from them. So everyone can confidently move to our workshops and have a word with them. They have given us examples to follow. That is what family does. The next point, what must we do? Having heard all these things, what you need to do is one. Start to act upon whatever you have heard today. Start to act on what you have heard today. The church has also given us platforms to see ourselves as families. Sometimes you forget, let me mention some to you. They've given us ourselves. He said, at a minimum of 10, we can meet at a place. That is a way to build the bond of families. So in those small groups, if you're able to join them, you can be closely associated with those people around. If you are not having zone as of this time, like me, try to have one.
Mr. Say you need zone. Say there mini zone, yeah. Mr. You don't go to be zone.
By my family we are 5, so we have a small zone there. The zonal meetings also comes off the third week, is it the second and third week? Almost every week in this congregation.
That
is the platform the church has also given to us to build up this family that we are talking about. I'm sure many of us, you don't know our zones. If you don't know your zone, when they close, you have the zonal leaders that meet them. Or bishops are there, they can also direct you to your zones. You mixing your zones every day is a way that you are touching to be part of the greater family.
Now, agreeing in a zonal meeting,
aside the zones, aside the cells, you also have other classes like the deaf class.
Na say you zone to change the cells to change.
I know it is called a church on its own.
So if you are deaf,
you go, the church want to see you as a family at that side. Fortunately, I also want to sing very well. So we have singing ministry too. From now on, I'm sure the bishop they have given us the mandate to be meeting.
So
we meet under the English auditorium. This is an advert, free of charge. If there's something to pay later on, the elders will talk to me on that. So let's continue. So when you finish and you want to sing, join us at
the
you also have the youth ministry. So if you are within that contest as a youth, be with the youth. That is the way to build a family from that level. If I finish talking about all that I'm saying today, and you still complain that this church, they are not a family, this church is not doing this, mommy, papa, maybe I'll look at you differently. Because all these platforms that I'm mentioning are ways and means that God Himself, through the church, has developed so that we can be good families.
We have
the women ministry. Sometimes when you go to certain churches, you have women who are men. God, they will never join the women's ministry. So if you're a woman and you don't join the women's ministry, it means you have turned into a man. Do you have some of the women here who are men here?
Mr. Oba,
I'm sure there's no one here today. But if we're in that person, please, 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 God develop that kind of system for us to be a better family. The men's ministry is there. We have the singles also there. We have the widows around. The single parents, they are also there. If you look at the top, the ICT team is around here. Also another big way to build family. Those there, they know themselves very well. They call themselves, sometimes they have a WhatsApp platform, they chat on. When you go to the front of the congregation, you have the ushers around.
They
are also another family helping the church. Don't forget the security services. They are helping a great deal. We have great teachers for the children's ministry, for the new convert. We have the church and a lot of teachers around. They are all inside this congregation. I cannot mention them without mentioning the song leaders that my man is part of them. My brothers and my sisters, my family members this morning.
Bigger
family that you have in some road. All that you are saying is that we cannot give, continue to give excuses, having heard this into today. Because whatever you move to, you have a place that you can join to become a part of this
family.
So to devote ourselves properly to the work of the Lord, we need to, from today.
We
try to weep with those who are weeping. And rejoice with those who are rejoicing. You can do that using all the platforms that we have mentioned already. When there's a funeral, wedding, outdooring, don't look at the person, whether you know the person or not. It is a family duty that we have to perform it together. That is what family does. When someone is sick, it becomes a family problem. It is not for the father or the mother or the relative of the people. We can spend time with the people by devoting ourselves with, all the time, spending more time. We should live with our families. We should be good with one another. The least you can do is always be having calls and text messages. That is why I humbly say that we cannot afford to be always giving excuses. So before we leave, I stop and then you come, I sit down. Let me say that let us develop a new personal conviction. The conviction that we must love one another. If you are lacking in any of the places, let us have fervent prayers to God so that we can be on our feet. The final quotation that I will read before you, I'll take my seat, is from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 11. The writer said, "Finally, brothers, goodbye. Keep on going in maturity. Keep listening to my appeal. Continue agreeing in one another and living in peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you." Amen.
Amen.